Well, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, December 15th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the $1.1 trillion spending bill passed recently by both the House and the Senate. This bill, dubbed Cromnibus by Speaker John Boehner, Speaker of the House Boehner, he said it was called Cromnibus because it's a combination of a continuing resolution on spending and an omnibus spending bill combined together, he says, Cromnibus. I don't want to spend too much of my time on the House leadership led by John Boehner. You may recall that I said in my podcast on President Obama's executive order on amnesty that Congress would do nothing about amnesty because the Republicans, at least their leadership, want amnesty as much as President Obama. They're happy that he gets the blame for it. Well, thanks to this spending bill, all provisions of his amnesty program, including work permits, federal aid, Social Security cards, and driver's licenses to millions of people in this country illegally, they are free to compete with American workers for jobs while American corporations get their cheap labor and avoid the free market pressure of having to pay American wages to American workers. Republicans get their cheap labor. Democrats get their cheap votes. This bill will avoid a last-minute government shutdown and will at least partially fund the government through the end of this fiscal year, September 30th. The actual spending for the entire fiscal year, approximately $3.9 trillion. I say approximately because nobody seems to know for sure what we are spending. Remember when I said on a former podcast that Alan Greenspan said that we don't know for sure what the country owes because the Federal Reserve has guaranteed the obligations of the too-big-to-fail institutions. Well, in this spending bill is a rider attached to the bill, in effect, to do exactly that. Under the Dodd-Frank bill passed shortly after the market collapse in 2007 and 8, and the bailouts, the big banks, could not trade under Dodd-Frank. They could not trade in derivatives through their federally insured subsidiaries. But this spending bill removes that provision so that now institutions like Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs can use their subsidiary banks, which are FDIC insured, to gamble in the derivatives market. If they lose, the taxpayers pick up the tab for their lost bet. But if they win, they keep the proceeds. That's a pretty sweet deal, folks. The banks win again. They always win. So obvious was the corruption that this provision of the bill was introduced by Representative Jim Himes, H-I-M-E-S, Democrat of Connecticut, a former Goldman Sachs employee. The actual text of the provision was written by a Citigroup lobbyist. Citigroup, who, as I said, actually wrote this provision, got a $50 billion bailout in 2008. The Washington Post reported that Jamie Dimon, chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase, called lawmakers and lobbied them to express his support for the bill. Last year, he was fighting for his career after his bank's huge losses. The financial world arranged with Congress, so the only way to defeat this provision was to vote against the entire bill and risk shutting down the government. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, was the point person for the Democratic no votes in the Senate as she moves to position herself left of Hillary Clinton for 2016. In the House, Nancy Pelosi announced her opposition to the bill because of the financial riders. The House vote was the most disappointing. It passed in the House 219 to 206, a margin of only 13 votes. The vote was 162 Republicans and 57 Democrats voted yes. 67 Republicans and 139 Democrats voted no, a swing of only 7 Republicans with the guts to stand up to John Boehner could have swung it in the right direction. This gives the lie to John Boehner's statement that if this bill had failed, the Republicans would have been blamed for shutting down the government, since the Democrats were far in the majority on the no side. The early passage of this bill will also ensure the approval of the 26 Obama appointments held up by Senate Republicans. The Saturday session allowed Harry Reid to process all the nominations for an early vote this week while we speak, instead of holding the vote after the new Republican majority was seated. Finally, folks, damage to the country from this bill will be far-reaching and long-lasting. But don't look at it as a sellout by the Republican leadership. It's not that they're selling out. It's who they are. It's what they want. As someone said a long time ago, and you remember who that was, there's not a dime's worth of difference between them. The Democrats sell their country for power and for votes and for money. The Republicans apparently just sell it for power and money. They don't really care if they get the votes or not. On the positive closing note, however, consider the stock of the big banks, the big financial institutions. They should be booming about now. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.